shout hallelujah every day.
Problem solvers are indispensable. It's what you solve that brings value to you. You must have heard this saying, challenges are breakfast of champions. You can't expect everything to work like fairy tale. Wake up, work out the salvation of your success story. Hallelujah. Good morning to you and all yours. It's a beautiful day from our time zone. Welcome to your favorite podcast station, Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. I remain your friend and host. God bless you real good today in Jesus' name. We take off with our reading of the Holy Bible, the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7. Bible says therein, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Hallelujah. Child of God, everything practically was negative for blind Bartimaeus. Nothing to his name. To add insult to his limitations, he was blind. He had all reasons to be depressed, rejected, dejected, and turned towards suicide. One thing he had going for him was his mouth. He asked questions. In Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 38, Bible says, as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked, what was happening? They told him, Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Wow! He used his mouth to seek a way to solve his problem. Bible says, ask and you will be given. Answers, directions, solutions are found when questions are asked. Jesus at times asks questions to solve problems. At a time he asks his disciples, who do the people say I am? At another time he asks Bartimaeus, what do you want? At another time he asks the paralytic what he wanted. So much of questions and so much of solutions came in the course of Jesus' ministry. Child of God, feedback is essential in communication. Question asking leads to reply, response and solution to problems. When questions are asked, problems are addressed with either resistance or surrender, but a step must be made. Even salvation was an answer to a question and a problem, at a cost, of course, and a process. Jesus solved problems of mankind, and that's why he's forever indispensable. Jesus had to go through some challenges from infancy to the cross just to solve mankind's problem. Eventually, he paid the price for salvation. You must have heard, faith without work is emptiness. Child of God, never be afraid to ask questions or attempt solving problems. Those who ask will surely get answers. Never be dormant. Keep solving problems. Be inquisitive for good things. Be adaptive. Be objective. Be friendly. Work it out. Remember the story of the slave girl in the Bible. She solved Naaman the general's problem by giving him direction. David got answers to his problem by solving another person's problem. He solved the problem of the Egyptian slave who was left almost dead by his master. By so doing, the revived slave solved the problem by giving him direction to recover his family. Hallelujah. When you ask questions, solutions to problems come forward. Blessings are guaranteed to come to you. You never can tell or assume until you take a step of asking. Today, you can start by asking God to forgive you. You can ask God to take charge of your life and destiny. You can ask the Holy Spirit to lead you always. You can ask the Almighty God to use you. Ask of Him to give you answers to deep secrets. After all, it's written, call unto me and I'll show you deep and secret things you know not about. Child of God, learn to solve problems of others. When you do that, it's likened to showing mercy to them. Understand, there is a great reward for showing mercy to others. And as you do so, a premium, I repeat, as you do so, a premium will be valued in you. Now, let's pray. Let the power that created heaven and earth lead you always in the name of Jesus. Let your steps be blessed always. Let the joy that brings open heavens be yours. I speak life into everything that will add good value to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover your life and family with the blood of Jesus. Any evil imagination against you will backfire in Jesus' name. Where a roll call of testimonies are called, your name will be on the list in the mighty name of Jesus. I dip every prayer petition that you have sent to us, I dip them all into the precious blood of Jesus. Whether it is health, whether it is employment, whether it is marriage, whether it has to do with children, whatever it has to do with, including your finances, Whatever the situation may be, there is surely an answer to that problem. I declare that those problems are dipped into the blood of Jesus, and as they come forth with glorious answers for you to be joyful and to be happy as a child of the living God. I cover your life with the blood of Jesus, now and always, in Jesus' name. Can your amen be a robust amen? Amen. Child of God, we recognize those with birthdays and wedding anniversaries today. We treat them as VIPs every day. Today is a special day to them. On behalf of all the subscribers of Hallelujah Everyday Podcast and the Victory Hour, I say congratulations and God bless you. God increase you. God enlarge your coast on all sides. We celebrate you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thanks for your financial support, which keeps our podcast on air on daily basis across many platforms around the world. Yes, around the world. God bless you richly. God bless you greatly. Thanks for all your support. We value you and we celebrate you in Jesus' name. Remember, this podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. And remember, there are miracles for you every day from God Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.